Peace, love, and harmony, family. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and as always, your support means the absolute world to me. Thank you guys for rocking with me for as long as you guys have. It was just brought to my attention, actually, in a recent interview that I did via YouTube. So if you guys haven't checked it out, definitely go on harmonypolitics.com and check out the interview on the vlog tab. Make sure that you guys are subscribed, liking, commenting, and sharing. Follow me on Instagram, BHarmony or Harmony Politics, you know, so you can catch that interview. But it was brought to my attention in the interview that I've actually been doing podcasts for an entire year, coming up February 18th. So, you know, I just want to take this time on this podcast to just reflect on everything that I've been doing when it comes to these podcasts and just Harmony Politics in general, you know. And I think that sometimes we forget to just take a moment and really dig deeper into how proud we should be of ourselves. We're our own worst critic, you know, and I myself am very guilty of this. I know that everyone else does this too, but I can only speak for myself and my own truth, and I am definitely my own worst critic. You know, sometimes I'm so hard on myself and I feel like I should be in a better position or I should be doing this. It's kind of like the shoulda, woulda, coulda blues, right? You should be doing better. You could have done better. You would have done better, but for some reason you didn't do better. And now you're left feeling like all you can do is just reflect on what you shoulda, woulda, coulda did, right? And it makes you upset or sad or disappointed in yourself, you know? But I think that in order to just, in the spirit of transparency and in order to be truly honest with you guys, I feel like I have to tell you guys, you know, I'm proud of myself. And I feel like, yes, I could have done a lot better. I should have. I would have. But, you know, in the situation that I'm in right now, being that we are living in a world where COVID-19 is real, we've been quarantining, post-quarantine, pre-COVID, all that, and podcast is still going. Not only am I in the United States, but I'm in 23 countries right now, and you know, that's a blessing, because I never even thought that anybody even cared what I have to say. When I first started podcast, I didn't think that anybody would really listen, or how are you gonna agree with me on my political views, you know? So I feel truly honored that you guys are still here with me. You're still listening. You guys are giving me positive feedback when I do my political shows, and I definitely want to do more of incorporation when it comes to politics and making sure that I'm always coming from that different perspective. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of, is while doing these podcasts, you know, I stay true to myself and to my vision. And I named my company Harmony Politics, not because it was clever or it's cute or it grabs your attention, but because I truly do believe in harmony when it comes to politics. I think that we live in a world where you're forced to choose a side in everyday life, especially in politics. And if you're a Republican, then you're looked at one way. If you're a Democrat, you're looked at one way. Left wing, right wing, whatever, conservative, liberal, all of those things in between. There's always a choice that has to be made. And I think that in certain things we do in life, there shouldn't be a this or that, right or left, wrong or right. There should be a balance. There should be some type of harmonious conclusion that can be came to so both sides are happy. And I'm not just talking about mediation when it comes to marital couples or anything like that, because mediation is the last resort. I think that before there's a mediation phase, there first needs to be an understanding of both parts. And I believe that if there is an understanding of both parts, then there is no need for mediation, because you've come to some type of harmonic conclusion where you both are happy. And yes, I know that we can say harmony and compromise go hand in hand, which to a certain extent they do. But when it comes to harmony and politics, here's where it differs. It's not that we're making a difference in politics. It's not that we're making a compromise in politics or how we feel. It's being able to unlock a different part of our own perspective. And our perspective includes socioeconomic perspectives, your upbringing, who influenced you, what your parents believe, what they may not believe, how you were raised. There's so many different factors that influence us politically that sometimes we don't even know why we quote unquote belong to a certain political party. We haven't even stopped to ask ourselves, well, why do I feel like this? Or do I even agree with this? Or is this something that I've heard my entire life, so there's really nothing else that I can do. There's nothing else that I'm supposed to belong to. I may not agree with some things Democrats say, but, you know, I'm a Democrat because that's all I've ever known. That's what my mom is, my great mom, my grandma, my grandmama, my pop, you know, just in general. It's a cycle, you know, it just goes from generation to generation, the political views that we have. And I think that Harmony Politics is doing so well because it's offering another perspective. It's offering a perspective that comes from the point of true harmony, not compromise, but harmony. I don't have to compromise on who I am in order to understand your perspective. And I think that if we can just take that thought alone into politics, the world would definitely be a more harmonious place, you know? And I know that we're forced to choose because we're in a two-party system, although we live in a democracy, go figure. But we don't have to choose. We don't have to conform. And I'm so proud of Harmony Politics and the podcast and offering a different perspective than what's out there. You know, being able to see both sides and come to you guys with information and give you guys a different perspective as far as political ideas and ideologies. And I'm so grateful for all the feedback that I've been getting from a year ago all the way up until now, where people tell me, I never thought about it like that, or I didn't even think about it. It never crossed my mind to think about it like that. Thank you for opening my eyes to a different perspective. And those are the comments that I live for. Those are the thank yous that I get when you guys write in on the website. I see your messages when you comment on my story on Instagram. I see your messages, you guys. I'm so appreciative of that, because that is my goal. My goal is to help everyone see a different perspective. Think about it like this. If you're into one side of politics, you can easily turn in the news and you can watch CNN all day, which is more so of a liberal channel. You can watch MSNBC all day, right? You can watch these Democratic geared news channels and you can continue to feed your perspective every single time, every single day. There's never a time where you won't hear something that you don't agree with, because that's what you're choosing to watch. Now on the flip side, you can watch Fox News, you can watch the Tucker Report, you can watch various news cycles that are Republican, and you can feed into that same mentality that you've been having. But that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to see harmony in politics. The goal is to be able to watch CNN and then go and watch Fox News and see both perspectives and make your own opinion. If you don't have both sides of the story, or you don't understand both sides of the story, or both viewpoints, how can you really say that you're into politics? Or how can you really say that you're into whatever issue you're talking about if you haven't even considered the other side? You know, not now agreeing with it or not agreeing, that's neither here nor there. It's the fact that there is an ulterior conversation. There's a different narrative that is out there that you may not have taken into consideration prior to listening to Harmony Politics. And for that, I'm truly grateful that I'm able to bridge that informational gap between right and left, Democrat and Republican, conservative and liberal. I'm very grateful that I'm able to be in the position that I'm in. And I think that each and every one of us, you know, we have a calling on our life, and we're supposed to play a position when it comes to our lives and the things that we're supposed to be doing. And I know for me, coming up on 1 year of doing podcasts, you know, I know that my calling is to bridge the informational gap. My whole thing is, you guys say it with me, knowledge, wisdom, and community. And the fact that I have this knowledge and I'm able to use wisdom and apply it by way of these podcasts to you guys, or YouTube videos, or even acts of kindness or service, or just a quick little snapshot of something that happened earlier in the day on the news, and I just wanted to make a little 2-minute video about it, offering a different perspective. You know, each and every time I bring you guys knowledge, that's me applying wisdom, and that's the best gift that I can ever receive. And so I say all that to say, we're moving on to a post-COVID world. Now, I know that coronavirus is not over with. I'm not saying it's leaving anywhere. But all I'm saying is, we're starting to see a shift in the world. Whatever the new normal is going to be, it's starting to happen right now. We're in a transition phase as a country here in the United States of America. For those of you guys who are not in the United States of America, is your government in a transition? Write to me and let me know. I'd love to hear about it. But for those of us who are living here in the U.S., we are really in a transition phase. And I think that it's important that we remember, you know, in the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. And I think that that quote from Sun Tzu, it means so much to me because we've been going through a tumultuous time right now. We've been going through this turmoil as a country, trying to figure out what's good for us, what's not. How do we maneuver? How do we combat this whole pandemic that's going on? What's going to happen next? You know, double mask, stimulus checks, vaccinations, mandatory. There's so many things that are happening in this world, but we as a people, as my fellow Harmonites, you know, we have to make sure that we are independent thinkers, because it's easy to get distracted with a narrative that plays your own view, that plays into what you believe. It's so easy to just, okay, well, I'm going to be one-sided on this. The real test and the real truth and growth and opportunity is being able to see things from different perspectives. Because if you can see things from different perspectives, then you can be prepared for anything. And what you do today will definitely improve or break your tomorrow. And that's the realest thing that I've ever thought of. And even in right now, me making these podcasts, you know, this is improving my tomorrow. I feel a sense of accomplishment that I was able to get this done in time to produce Talk Tuesday for you guys to check out and listen to, or whatever day it is that you are listening to this, you know? And I think that the little things, the little small victories that we have throughout the day, we ought to give so much credit to them. We ought to make it so beautiful and just take a moment to appreciate those small moments of victory. Whether it's something as small as, for example, me recording this podcast, it's a small victory to me, but it's going toward the larger goal. So those small victories add up. Whatever it is that you're doing in this post-COVID world, whatever it is, make sure that you put yourself in a position to recognize opportunities, because your future depends on it. No matter what anyone says, as far as these stimulus checks are coming, these vaccinations, jobs that are reopening and the economy going back up, stocks rising or falling, whatever you're into, you know, just make sure that we are not products of our circumstances, but we are products of our decisions. And we can't let whatever circumstances around us dictate how we view ourselves. I decide how I respond to circumstances. I decide how I respond to chaos that's around me. I decide. And I think that it's important that you all know that you have the power to decide whatever it is that you want. How you react is solely based on you. And if we keep that in mind, then we can make this world so harmonious. We can see so many different perspectives, not just in politics, but in life. Translate this mindset not only to politics, but translate it to your life, to your relationships, to how you deal with your associates, your business partners, your family, your partners, your friends, your spouses, everything. And I promise you, it will make a difference if you are just able to see a different perspective. You don't have to agree with it, like I said before, but you do have to recognize that there is another narrative out there that may not agree with you. And if you're approached with this narrative, how are you going to react? How can you be prepared for the enemy if you're not studying the enemy? Now, I'm not saying politics is the enemy. Of course, I'm not saying that. Or your neighbor, your lover, your spouse, your associates, your business partners. I'm not saying they're the enemy. But I'm saying in the term of when you have an idea in your head and you feel like your idea is the best thing ever and nothing ever can stop that and no one can say anything, and then someone comes at you with something that kind of throws what you believe in off track, that person is not the enemy to you per se, but they're the enemy to the thought that you have, or to the thing that you felt so strong about that when someone else came in with a different perspective, it moved you enough to now you're questioning yourself. Those are the moments that we pay attention to the most. And those are the moments that define us as people and how we react to that. And I know that it's okay not to be okay right now. I understand we're going through an entire pandemic. So let's do this together, you guys. Let's be happy together. Let's be harmonious together. And all things, let's make sure that we're being kind to each other. You know, moving forward in the world, I think that this pandemic showed us a different side to us all, and I think that it's a humbling experience. And like I said before, I am so grateful that you guys have been rocking with me for an entire year listening, and I promise you guys to do more political podcasts. I promise to, you know, just get that spark back into me, because as I said on previous episodes, you know, I kind of started to feel a little weighed down when it came to politics, especially with all the social injustices that were going on. Making the YouTube videos, like I promised you guys, which I was doing, you know, and I got tired of always talking about the evils in the world, the sickness in the world, this disconnect in the world between impoverished communities, between minority communities, between underfunded communities, between the ghettos of America and police brutality or system oppression, systematic oppression. And I just think that moving forward, I'm so grateful that you guys are rocking with me. I could do better. I will do better. I should do better. And I promise you guys more episodes, politically charged, more episodes of just giving you guys a different perspective, things that I find important, being more transparent with you guys on my viewpoint. I know a lot of you guys are wondering, is she a Republican? Is she a Democrat? Is she independent? Is she this? Is she that? You guys know that I'm very independent. I don't conform to anyone, and I'm not trying to get you to be independent either. I'm just trying to get you to think independently. And in making these podcasts over the last year, that was my main focus. The real focus for me was, how do I give the people knowledge and information that I have while still keeping an independent perspective? How do I scale these podcasts so that they will grow in these other countries? And on a later episode, I'm actually going to be telling you guys how in 1 year I was able to get my podcast to over 23 countries. I was able to get my podcast in over 15 different states. I was able to monetize on my podcast to where I generate a passive income just based off of me recording one podcast and putting it out there. So that's going to be another episode for you guys. I'm not going to give up all the secrets. You guys definitely have to subscribe and come back, of course. But I just want to let you know, in the year of doing these podcasts, it has truly been my honor. The pleasure is all mine. We are going to continue on with the consistency of Talk Tuesday. Please share this podcast with your friends. Make sure that you are commenting, you are subscribed, turn your notifications on. Visit harmonypolitics.com to keep up with me and see what's going on. The donations that I've been receiving are amazing. Thank you guys for definitely helping out. And like I said before, the donations that you guys give to me help me do what I'm doing. They help me sponsor someone who's in an impoverished community, start their own business, or help me help someone's resume, or whatever the case is, whatever service that I'm helping the community, the donations definitely go towards that. So thank you so much for that. And again, man, the support has been amazing. It's been overwhelming. We have came so far and we have so much more to go. So for those of you guys who have been here with me the entire time, I truly, truly do appreciate your support. Thank you guys, and I'm gonna end on that note. Peace and love.